You know, so often when I come to the Word of God, I know I have read something before, but it just doesn't get through to me. Has that ever happened to you? You know, you read Scripture, and sometimes it's words, and sometimes it's the Word. God speaking. And you hear God in that. And I know I've read this before because it came out of the devotion I use. And I've been using it for 5 years, so I've gone through the cycle two or three times. But the other day when I read this, I thought, I never captured that image. That image Paul shares from 2 Corinthians. When he says, "And through us, God in Christ spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing Him." Isn't that an interesting phrase? That through God in Christ, God is spreading to every place the fragrance that comes from knowing Him. You know, I remember my great-grandmother Carrington. And we lived out of town, so anytime I saw her, we had to travel to see Grandmother Carrington. But she always smelled like gardenias. I guess it was the perfume she wore. But when I smell gardenias, I think of Grandma Carrington. And I bet in your life, going all the way back to your childhood, there are some fragrances and aromas that actually remind you of people. And the aromas of the families getting together at Easter time and Christmas time, and all of the cooking and all of the sharing. I mean, you know, they're just as real as if they happened today. And, you know, I wonder, are we creating those kind of memories for our children and our grandchildren? That their memories will not just be thoughts, but it will be sights and sounds and aromas that are associated with so many of the good things of life. Did you notice the aroma of these lilies when you walked in the sanctuary today? Isn't that great? I want everyone to put their bulletin back with the cover like this. We did not have a problem with the paper staining, but in the upper right-hand corner, there's a looks like a little stain. I want you to smell that. That's frankincense and myrrh. You know, the spices that were brought to Jesus. Cover, upper right, frankincense and myrrh. See, spices were a part of the worship of God. I recruited a school teacher to help me do this because I know they're used to these repetitive things preparing for class. So thank you, Mary. As we put these little things on there thinking about the fragrances of Easter. You know, the lilies, the food that we'll share in our celebrations, the aromas outside, the blooming plants, the frankincense and myrrh here, the spices that were used as a part of the burial ceremony. The Gospel of John says Joseph of Arimathea, who took him to the tomb, took 100 pounds of spices that were a part of the burial process. But way back in the Old Testament, in Exodus, we hear that there was an altar of incense. And it was Aaron's job and the job of the priest every morning at dawn to burn incense that would go up to God. And every evening, as it became dark, again, to put on more incense to burn to God. And the sacrifices of the lambs and the cereal offerings and all of the other offerings were an aroma that went up to God and says, my people love me. This is a sign of their love. And then we get to the New Testament and hear how Paul, a Jew who knew all about that altar of incense and all about how spices were used in his day, says, thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing him. Isn't that a beautiful thought? That just our presence, like Grandma Carrington, it might not be gardenias. It might be Old Spice aftershave or British Sterling or Polo or whatever's out there. And, you know, the only thing I can remember, like women's, is Chanel No. 5. I mean, I'm sorry, women, I'm just not up on that perfume stuff. But, you know, that's a big part of our lives. I mean, we've got the air fresheners and the sprayers and the plug-ins and, you know, the little things that sit around and puff, that people watch on TV as it puffs that stuff out. I mean, we've got all our perfumes and deodorants and deodorizers, and every time you turn on TV, there's something. You know, there's the ones that kill germs and make a good smell. And you know, we wanted our clothes to smell good, and people started liking that brand, and so they had to come out with deodorizers because people say, well, can I get that in an air freshener too? You know, they love us out there in the world if we use all this. Did you know there was a National Association of Aromatherapy? Because they've learned that these incense, these aromas, have healing power that soothe the mind of anxiety and depression. And all of this comes from natural flowers and plants and roots and herbs in our world. And God says, I want to use you as a fragrant aroma to represent my presence in the world. That hit me when I read that in my devotionals. I said, we're going to have all those lilies in the church. That's going to be my Easter sermon. That in a quiet way, we are the presence of God. And God wants us to be a sweetness in a world that sometimes sours and sometimes reeks because of the kind of lives we live. But we are to be the presence of God and a fragrance. We are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved. Not only do we have a mission in the world to be that fragrance, when we live for Jesus Christ, we are an incense, an aroma that ascends to our God with sweetness and love. On this day, of all days, let us remember that we are a precious and sweet fragrance, an aroma to our God and to our world. Go and be that fragrance in the world. It needs it. It needs the fragrance of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you that you've invited us into this special way of relating to the world. We often think we've got to say something, we've got to do something. But you want us to be something. That our presence sends a message that maybe for someone, our fragrance, our aroma, will be the thing they connect with God in Christ. And when they think of Jesus, since they haven't been able to meet him in the flesh, maybe they think of the aroma of the person who shared the good news with them. Lord, let us be what you have called us to be, to redeem the world for all of our senses to enjoy. For we ask your blessings upon us in Christ's name. Amen.